local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. So good to have you with us here. So good to be back after a couple of days off. Yes, the voice is back, but it has been replaced by coughing spells that will inflict me from time to time. Gracie has done a yeoman's duty filling in when the situation has risen this afternoon, including her very first sports update. Earlier on in the show.
Yeah, be careful, Joe. I might start taking that little segment away from you.
I mean, maybe. We'll just see. We'll let the audience decide there. So I hope you had a good day at work and the kids had a wonderful first day back at school. Certainly some exciting times here with class back in session. We've got high school football starting up with the camp and also, preseason next week, and then the regular season starts the week after that. So very cool stuff happening around Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Wallace Lake K through 8 school opening its doors for the first time ever today. So a lot happening, and we're certainly excited for students back in the classrooms here and hope it went off to a wonderful start here today. 6:15 here. Before we get into our top three stories, we'll get a check of the roads and our first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to call the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are looking good. We do just have high temperatures all throughout the rest of this week and into the weekend. So coming up tomorrow, we'll have another heat advisory. And for tonight, we do have a low of 83. We have a 10% chance of some rain right now. Nothing on the CAT scan or nothing on the news radio 923 ThreatNet radar that's showing anything for right now. But if you do see something again on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at our top three stories today, starting with the tragedy in Hawaii, where the death toll now on Maui is growing as wildfires continue sweeping across the island. At least 36 people dead, hundreds of families displaced as the blazes grow, fueled with the strong winds that are linked to Hurricane Dora.
Anyone who's lost a loved one whose home has been damaged or destroyed is going to get help immediately.
And that's President Biden today declaring a major disaster declaration that'll free up federal money. The U.S. Coast Guard and Navy's Third Fleet is on hand to help as well.
Also, the U.S. is striking a deal with Iran to release five Americans imprisoned in the country.
Paid out of taxpayer dollars to Iran. There's not going to be sanctions relief. And we're going to continue to put the pressure on Iran for all their destabilizing activities and behaviors, as we always have.
So that is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that the American detainees will eventually be allowed to leave Iran in an exchange for several jailed Iranians who had and access to about $6 billion in Iranian assets blocked under U.S. sanction. So the first step in the agreement involves Iran releasing the Iranian-American dual citizens into house arrest.
And our final top three story today, certainly one with local, state, and national interest. NOAA updating its storm prediction from a near normal season in May to an above normal hurricane season.
We are now predicting the likely ranges of tropical storm and hurricane activity to be 14 to 21 named storms, of which 6 to 11 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 5 of those could become major hurricanes.
That's meteorologist Matthew Rosenkranz, who says the main factors are a delayed El Nino in the Atlantic and warm sea surface temperatures. Warm water is conducive to more storm development, and we've already had 5 named storms this season. Other local headlines today, a Pensacola man arrested in connection to a fentanyl intoxication death from earlier this year. Pensacola police saying 38-year-old Quante Sanders is facing multiple charges, including trafficking in fentanyl and meth and homicide.
Not only is it highly illegal, but it could result in the death of someone that you sold narcotics to, which means you will turn around and get arrested for homicide, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the homicide charge comes whether it was intentional or not. In Santa Rosa County, despite a heated debate over the last several weeks, county leaders are ultimately moving forward with changing how construction bids will be reviewed and awarded in the future. And perhaps surprisingly, it was Commissioner James Calkins who made the motion for the change, as he's been the one most outspoken over the last few weeks.
I do understand why the board now is taking this issue right now and trying to make it right, and I commend that effort. And I think we need to move forward, and I'm okay with moving forward while I disagree with what happened in the past.
So last month, the board voted 3-2 to award a multi-million-dollar construction contract to Caldwell Associates, mainly because three of the board members ranked them number one. However, based on the overall scoring, the winning firm was actually Tallahassee-based Clemens, Rutherford, and Associates. And finally, of course, today, the first day of school in Escambia County, and there were questions centered around the school media centers or libraries about whether they were open for business. Well, they are. That today from Escambia's interim superintendent, Keith Leonard.
So I think where the miscommunication may have occurred is our classroom libraries, where a teacher's classroom library is not fully open at this time. If they have one book that's been cleared that is also in the media center and it's been reviewed for compliance with the state law, then that book is also available in the classroom library.
So Leonard says the district media specialists have been at work since last year scanning each book individually to weed out anything that could contain sexual content. He says school libraries could have a limited selection for the next few months as that process continues. 620, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines still to come. Pensacola Right Now, Thursday edition on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended-release B vitamins.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I hope you're enjoying your afternoon. One more day, one more work day until we're at the weekend. So hopefully you are enjoying this week. The hot weather isn't going anywhere. So I know summer ended for a lot of teachers and students today, but that summer heat is going to stick with us for just a little while longer. And Joseph Neubauer is going to be giving us the full rundown of what's going on this week for weather. But first, a quick look at our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 mile bridge in Garcon Point Bridge showing no slowdowns. If you do see something, give a call to 850-262-6111 with your traffic details. For weather, we do have Joseph Neubauer from WEAR giving us what's going on this week.
We have another heat advisory for Friday that goes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Heat index values on Friday could once again get up to 112 at the absolute highest. Air temperature highs will also be in the mid to upper 90s, and a few inland spots could even get close to 100 degrees outright. This type of weather, this hot weather, will continue into Saturday and Sunday too. Difference maybe for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is that rain chances could begin to pop up across the area. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News. Stay cool.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at some state headlines today. Tonight in Miami Gardens, a town hall meeting on African American history standards. Frederick Ingram represents the American Federation of Teachers. He's there among several White House representatives.
There is a continuous assault on what we do and how we do it. And people want to tell us, you know, exactly how to do things and why we should be doing this. And they never ask us. Our voice is not at the table.
One notable absentee is Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz. He opted to travel around the state visiting different schools on the first day of classes.
Also, the arraignment for one of former President Trump's co-defendants in the classified documents case in Florida is being delayed. That's the Mar-a-Lago's property manager, Carlos D. Oliveira, once again had to delay his arraignment in Fort Pierce court today after he was unable to secure a lawyer this time for Thursday's hearing.
And the weekly unemployment report shows a drop in first-time claims in Florida. The U.S. Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending August 5th was about 6,000 here in Florida. That's a drop from the previous week's total of 6,600.
And schools across Florida can teach advanced placement psychology after all. The Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz told superintendents yesterday that the course can be taught as is. The College Board announced last week that it wouldn't offer the course because it would have to undergo changes to comply with the state's laws about gender identity and sexual orientation. Well, Diaz, though he says that this course can be taught with consentance with the state law, and schools can choose other college credit providers as well, like AICE and IB.
There are too many peacocks in South Florida, apparently. They're damaging property in addition to being loud. And in the effort to control the population, or overpopulation, I should say, Pinecrest, which is south of Miami, has hired a veterinarian to perform peacock vasectomies. Dr. Don Harris says the snipping procedure is quite simple. It only takes about 3 minutes.
And then the advantage of this is we're leaving the testicles. So the bird retains its dominance and he keeps his girlfriends, but they all will lay infertile eggs. And a male peacock can have anywhere from 6 to 10 or 12 females in his harem.
No word on if the vasectomies can be reversed. So the village has budgeted $7,500 a month to implement the plan. And if it works, South Miami and Coral Gables may follow suit.
Do you know the toll that 3 vasectomies would have
snip,
on,
snap,
a
snip, snap.
On a peacock? What a weird story.
Yeah. I love it, though.
Yeah, no, definitely funny. Community leaders and residents are hoping to make their voices heard about what they call attacks against democracy. So a rally is planned tonight in Orlando City Hall in protest and suspension of the Orange and Osceola State Attorney Monique Warland. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended her yesterday, saying that she was not faithful to prosecuting crimes in her jurisdiction.
Yeah, top three stories again, certainly with Florida interest as a whole, is that NOAA updating the hurricane forecast to above normal, around 14 to 21 named storms. We've already had 6 to 11 hurricanes and 2 to 5 major hurricanes, primarily due to a combination of record warm sea surface temperatures and a delayed El Nino effect. 6:30, Fox News Update is coming up. We've got our national news still to come on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Fears the death count from the Maui wildfires could climb higher. So far, 36 people have been killed. Fox's William Lajeunesse is there and has more on those who managed to escape.
Some got out just ahead of the flames. Others were either caught by surprise or blocked by downed power poles and debris from getting out. Along with dozens who were rescued from the water, we are told the water itself was on fire.
President Biden has made a disaster declaration for the island. The president concludes his 3-day Western campaign swing today with a stop in Utah. Fox's Claudia Cowan reports.
President Biden focused on his administration's support of veterans, and he marked the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, which expanded federal health benefits for veterans who suffered chronic illnesses after being exposed to burn pits on military bases in the Middle East.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Thanks in part to low supply, rents in Manhattan hit a new high last month. A report from Miller Samuel and Douglas Elliman says the average monthly rent was just under $5,600 in July, up 9% from a year earlier, while the median rent, $4,400, also was a record high. And the report notes that August could bring yet another record, as that's typically the peak rental month as families look to move before the start of the school year. With the strikes by actors and writers continuing, the folks behind the 75th Emmy Awards today made the expected announcement. The September awards ceremony has been postponed, the new date being January 15th, 2024, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Television Academy and Fox made it official today. Meanwhile, the TV and movie studios still seem far apart in contract negotiations with the two guilds, and there are no new talks scheduled currently. Stocks eked out a narrow gain today. The S&P 500 edged up 1 point. The Dow Industrials rebounded 52. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Johnny Manziel Netflix documentary was fascinating. The 2012 Heisman Trophy winner was one of the more electric teen, but in reality, he was a part-time football player, and his main gig was being a frat star. Watching the doc made you wonder, if Johnny Football never became addicted to partying, would he have taken the NFL by storm and still be playing today? I'd say so. I'm Zach Gelb.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling.
I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, and one of the sad news notes from that conversation is the Pelican Drop is not going to be coming back to Pensacola this year. You can hear his explanation for why on the podcast page. We also talked quite a bit about the drama ongoing in Milton and the fact that they chose to fire Don Molinaro, the city clerk, there last night. And why did Escambia County want to make the beach and other water areas a so-called nature center? We discussed it on the podcast, which you can find at newsradio923.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon, getting ready to finish off this work week and get just one day closer to the weekend. It is Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with Pensacola right now. We're going to get our national headlines in just a bit, but first, a quick look on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And if you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We're going to have some more high temperatures coming up tomorrow with another heat advisory in effect and a high of 96 throughout our area. Tonight, we do have a low of 83. It's 93 in Pensacola. Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. And I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national headlines today, President Biden marking 1 year since the PACT Act was signed into law. Oh, come on, Joe. Where are you? There you are.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials and help their families recover as well as receive compensation.
So this significant expansion of benefits for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in decades, of course, just a week ago tomorrow, there was the local PACT Act summer event at the VA clinic where hundreds of veterans went down there to find out some more information. The VA has doled out nearly $2 billion in benefits to veterans in the year since the law was passed. It expands VA health care eligibility to veterans who served in the post-9/11 era.
Also, there's some more legal troubles for embattled Texas Attorney General Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, now reportedly facing federal charges, alleging that he used the power of office to help political donors. And the Austin American-Statesman reports that the federal prosecutors are making their case before a grand jury in San Antonio. This is separate from Paxton's impeachment trial in Texas Senate, which starts next month.
China has been replaced by Mexico and Canada as the top provider of goods to the U.S. The U.S. imported about $203 billion in goods from China in the first 6 months of the year. That's 25% less than in the same period a year ago, according to the Commerce Department.
Also, story coming out of Atlanta that's just really sad and disturbing. A Metro Atlanta hospital being sued over the decapitation of a baby during birth. The attorney for the 20-year-old, Jessica Ross, claims that her child was decapitated while she was giving birth at Southern Regional Medical Center last month, and that the doctor allegedly pulled on the baby's body for hours during the labor process. The suit also claims that the hospital said they didn't have a right to a free autopsy.
A former President Donald Trump says he'll not sign the loyalty pledge that the Republican National Committee requires for candidates to take part in the first primary debate, August 23rd in Milwaukee. Now, the RNC has told candidates they must sign the pledge that states they support the eventual nominee to take part in the debate. Trump said during a recent interview that he would not sign it due to people being on the pledge that he wouldn't endorse.
Speaking of Donald Trump, the Justice Department is proposing a January start date for the trial in former President Trump's election case. So the court brief filed on Thursday, special counsel Jack Smith proposed that the trial is going to begin on January 2nd. Prosecutors also estimate that the trial is going to take 4 to 6 weeks, and Trump faces 4 federal charges in connections with his alleged efforts to overturn the presidential election.
Looking at some sports headlines now, first Major League Baseball scoreboard, the pretty light schedule today, all but one game either already final or in progress. So the Rays trailing the Cardinals 2-0 in the 5th inning right now, the Nationals and Phillies scoreless in the 3rd. Earlier today, the Braves fell to the Pirates 7-5, the Tigers beat the Twins 3-0, the Orioles over the Astros 5-4, and the Guardians beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Preseason NFL action today. The Houston Texans taking on the New England Patriots right now. That one's 3-0 in the second quarter on NFL Network. At 9 o'clock, the Vikings taking on the Seattle Seahawks, also on NFL Network today. Speaking of NFL, big news if you love the NFL Red Zone channel. I know I certainly do. And if you get into fantasy football at all, no doubt you are familiar with the channel. But in the past, it's always and exclusively been available to cable subscribers only. But the NFL says they're changing that this year, as it'll now be available through the NFL Plus premium subscription. It's available through the NFL app and will cost $15 per month. Gracie, that is big news for you, especially as you are not only a fan of the league, but you are about to embark on your first fantasy football league, first fantasy football season here at the office. And you too will know the thrills of following the coverage all day Sunday on the Red Zone channel and keeping tabs with your fantasy team. So I'm very much excited to see this personal evolution that you are going to undertake over the next 6 months here.
Joe, I really don't know how to show my excitement because I also
it just
so
radiates.
Excited.
You know, you have to just be around you to see it, but
yes.
it really can't be expressed in words. It's just a glow that you have.
Yes, I'm really just speechless about this season starting because it's just so exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, so there are gambling problems, and then there is whatever Phil Mickelson allegedly has. So there's a new book coming out. It's written by renowned professional gambler Billy Walters. He is dedicated a couple of chapters, apparently, to Phil Mickelson, who he says bet more than a billion. Yep, that's B with a billion. Football, basketball, and baseball over the last 30 years, and even tried to place a $400,000 bet on Team USA back in the 2012 Ryder Cup that he was participating in. He estimates that Mickelson endured losses of about $100 million as part of this. Now, Mickelson, I mean, he's had a long career. He's made probably about $1 billion or so in total career earnings. I'm not sure if that is including all of the endorsements that he has made all over the years as well. But certainly, and you know, we'll probably never get an answer to this. I would imagine at an upcoming Live Tour golf tournament, or perhaps at the U.S. Open, that he will be asked about. Or no, not the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, that he will be asked about this. We're never going to find out, but it's interesting to wonder and question if the reason why Phil went to the Live Tour is strictly to pay off gambling debts. Oof. Because of how much money he makes in Live as opposed to the PGA. So a pretty bizarre story there. Definitely a gambling addiction, if this is true, of course. Health, Business, and Science Notes today. Gracie, what's happening there?
Well, Health Business Science Notes, COVID-19 Hospital Administration has been up 12% since last month. The emergency room visits are up by 17%. CDC says that the COVID deaths are still the lowest that they've been since the government started keeping track, but still it's between 300 and 400 Americans dying each week. 6:45, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 and Highway 98. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. And for weather, we're looking good, but it's just still going to be really hot. Coming up tomorrow, we'll see another heat advisory with a high of 96, low of 83 for this evening. And it's a 92 in Pensacola, a 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Virgin Galactic launched its first space tourist to the edge of space today. The flight took off from the company's Spaceport America in New Mexico. It's called the VSS Unity. One passenger, an 80-year-old former Olympic canoeist who bought his ticket for $250,000. Two others, a mother and daughter from Antigua, won their seats in a contest.
Wow. Also, General Motors unveiled their all-electric Cadillac Escalade IQ. So the electric vehicle version of the SUV is going to feature a 55-inch wide dashboard, and the 200 kilowatt-hour battery pack is going to be with 450 miles on a single charge. The vehicle built at the beginning of this year is going to have a base price of $130,000.
What say you to a car for $130,000?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be seeing this Cadillac anytime soon, but
no.
Maybe.
Let's see. Taco Bell is celebrating after the recent dropping of the trademark Taco Tuesday by giving guests free tacos every Tuesday this month. The fast food chain announced the guest can receive one free Doritos Locos taco every Tuesday from August 15th to September 5th. Taco Bell in a statement says Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos.
Also, United Airlines are stepping in to help evacuate thousands of tourists trapped by the ongoing wildfires in Hawaii. Vacationers are being bused to the island's main airport. That's of Thursday morning. And the influx of unplanned flyers has made it difficult for many to get home. This is in response to this dire situation. United Airlines is sending empty planes to the island so that they can help expedite the evacuation of its visitors.
Gracie, like, you are continuously generating buzz and excitement for the fantasy football season.
Oh, yes.
I, too, am doing the same, but for a different reason. That is Apple Event Day.
Ooh, yeah.
So every September, you know, late September, I will tune in and watch the event live, and I mainly just care about the iPhone. But when I get the new iPhone, whether it is the exact same as the one I currently have, it matters not. But I'm going to have to get used to the end call button being put in a different spot. And whether you get a new iPhone or not, if you upgrade to the new iOS, you'll have to do it too. So out of habit, though, if you press the end call button where it used to be, you'll actually hit the FaceTime button now. So instead of yelling at your boss saying, screw you, hanging up the phone, you could actually do that and then launch a FaceTime video with them, which would be super embarrassing.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're all going to have to learn together. And hopefully we don't hear too many embarrassing stories about this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But definitely, that's just one of those buttons that is just, you know,
It's right there.
It's when you change, like, even if you change your apps around after a long time.
And if
time.
Apple is super mean, if I'm not mistaken, the FaceTime, I'm looking up right now, isn't it? Oh, no, FaceTime's green, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm wondering where they're going to put the end button, because where they have it now, it seems like it's the easiest place for your thumb to go.
Not sure on that.
So we will have to see. Last one for health, business, and science before we get a quick break. The inflation rate for the Labor Department showing modest gain. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics this morning says that the consumer price index is nudged only 0.2% in July, which could mean that the inflation is moderating. And inflation picked up 3.2% over the last 12 months, with shelter and rent accounting for the most increase. 6:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Gracie. Back at it again after two long days of Joe being out. But we're back for a great Thursday show. We'll be back with some wacky and weird stories and some good news right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you?
are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. Going to get the last look at the roads and look at weather for the night before we get to our other stories. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, really no slowdowns to report. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, expect another heat advisory for tomorrow with a 30% chance of rain and a high of 96. Low of 83 this evening. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at a couple of wacky and weird stories here before good news. So every now and then we'll hear about someone running onto the field during a big game. But on Tuesday night's Nashville SC game, 18 people ran onto the field. 7 of them were minors between 13 and 17. 11 adults range from 23 years old all the way up to 56. They were all cited for trespassing.
Oh, gosh.
What's a 56-year-old guy doing running around on the soccer field? Come on, man.
The love of the game. He couldn't help it.
Guess.
He had to get on that pitch.
Yeah.
Well, we heard earlier in the concert season that someone brought their ashes to a Pink concert. Well, yeah. This is kind of the opposite, I guess.
Yeah, way opposite end of the spectrum.
There. Yeah, a New York woman is now a mom of a healthy boy after suddenly going into labor at a Pink concert in Boston, and she walked to the hospital. So Angela, she was 31 weeks pregnant when she traveled to go see Pink perform at Fenway Park for a girls' trip. Shortly after arriving to the concert, she started realizing that she was experiencing some contractions. She called her doctor, and they advised her to go to the hospital. But the concert just started, and attempting to find a ride to the hospital, they struggled with all the traffic chaos with the concert. So the group of girls opted to walk into the hospital, which was just over a mile away from Fenway Park.
Looking at some good news today, a woman who is paraplegic has reunited with a group of firefighters in Florida who came to her rescue this week after she got stuck on the 31st floor of a Fort Lauderdale high-rise.
Am I choking you?
A little bit.
So at first she said, oh, why don't you guys just carry me, as kind of as a joke, and we were like, well, actually, it's not really a bad idea.
She's a light girl. We can just take her up the stairs. No problem. Let's just get this and get it done with.
Haley Rosa found herself trapped Sunday after floodwater shut down the elevators on the side of the building where she lives, but 3 firefighters from Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue carried her and her wheelchair up 13 flights to be with another functioning elevator. The video of the rescue has gotten over 10.5 million views and counting.
Wow. Also out of East Michigan University, and an offensive lineman who made it onto the team as a walk-on in 2019, he's worked a lot of odd jobs throughout college to pay for his tuition, but he was surprised with a full scholarship after a teammate, Brian Dooley, gave up his own full-time ride.
Brian Dooley comes into my office, and he said, "Coach, that guy has earned it. And I've talked this over with my family and the whole bit. And if there's a way to make this happen, I am willing to give up my scholarship and to give it to Zach Hunt. I've never heard, I've never seen anything like that ever before."
So the good news came in a surprise announcement made by the EMU's head coach, Chris Creighton, last week.
Yeah, super cool story. I always love seeing these type of videos. Mm-hmm. And now that we're in fall camp, I would imagine we'll see quite a few of them here over the next few weeks. But these are the type of videos that will always make me tear up a little bit there. Yeah. Seeing the reaction, the teammates, you know, jumping up, surrounding him. Very rare, and like the coach said, I've never heard of this coming from another player giving up his scholarship. So pretty cool story there. That's going to do it for us here on a Thursday edition. We've got one day left, and it's Friday.
Yay.
And then the weekend. Gracie, so good to see you today. Good to be back in the chair.
Happy to have you back, Joe.
Thank you very much. And hopefully this cough goes away. We'll see what tomorrow brings. But for everyone here listening, thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.